This year is sponsored by Rav Avi Frankel, a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Mespahal in our Beis Medrash, who is a very ernst guy, and he always has a mind to make sure that our wonderful Shul Aguda is going to become greater and greater. The Mitzvah Shemesh Tech is going to become greater and greater. So the Rambam in Perek Lamed Halachot says that a person mechuyev to eat 3 tzitzis on Shabbos, one in the evening, one in the Shacharit, one in the Mincha. Says the Rambam, you have to be careful with these 3 tzitzis. You shouldn't do less than them at all. Even an ani that's misfarnes ben a tzedakah, the Rambam says you have to have these 3 tzitzis. And then the Rambam says if a person is a choyle from eating too much, or he always fasts, he's putter from the 3 tzitzis. Then the Rambam ends off, v'tzarach l'kvayet kol tzedakah mishloshem al yayin, ulev tzaya al shtei kikrois. The Rambam says you have to do these 3 tzedakahs al yayin. We already spoke about that the first week, that the din of kviyas tzedakah al yayin means that one, it's not a din in Kiddush. It's a din that the way your tzedakah is supposed to look. Again, Nachamol, it's a din Kiddush. And then what your tzedakah is supposed to be? Mitoch yayin. What your tzedakah is supposed to be? Mitoch yayin. Then the Rambam ends off with 3 words, v'chein v'yavim tovim, so on yavim tovim. So the shaila is in the Rambam, is the Rambam going back when the Rambam said v'chein v'yavim tovim on the fact that the Rambam said the second before, v'v'tzoy al shei kikros, you have to have it on 2 kikros, on 2 pieces of bread. This is the Rambam, we have it over here in our old sheet on page Vav.
What else can the Rambam say?
The Beit Yosef in Tokov Choptes brings down the Torah's quotation, the Torah's quote of the Rambam. The Torah writes, some people say you have to do Shal Shudis on Yontif, in Hilchos Yontif. And the Rambam says it, but says the Torah that the Rosh's Minog was not like to do not like that. Comes along the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef says, if you look in the Rambam, it's not Mukhrach in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds you have to do it. So the shaila is, why is it not mukhrach? How can it not? You ask me, why is it not mukhrach in the words of the Rambam that he's a din 3 tzedakahs? So the answer is, according to some, Rabbi Yaakov Emden included in the Sefer Marukhiyah, the Rambam doesn't speak about on Yontif 3 tzedakahs, and the Rambam in the beginning of the halacha says chayav l'machol shalosh tzedakahs b'Shabbos. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, these are his words. It's on page Yud. It's on page. If you take a look at it, I'll tell you where you can find it. So you'll see 10 on the side. So in your sheets, you should see. You'll see 10 on the sides. This is in the old sheets. Yeah, right there. So if you read in the Rav Yaakov Emden, he tries to kvetch out that why it's not mukhrach in the Rambam. So says Rav Yaakov Emden. That's on, if you want to know where it is, it says 10 Gimel. V'yeshayim rim shesarach lazis Gimel tzudas v'shabbos, v'kakos of Aram, Gimel tzudas v'kakos of Aram, perak lam nil v'shabbos, enim b'chol v'var, v'rotzol leimer, says Rabbi Yaakov. From the Shem Kosov din Gimel tzudas, the Shabbos, why is it Yontif? It doesn't mention explicitly Yontif. Pen kosov Rabbi Yaakov, it's yetu she'enim b'chol. Aval makim v'shesh v'ar Rambam, din kovar Yontif v'ain ke'il l'shabbos, kum kum mikro kodesh, v'l'chein sa'im b'shlein ha'anal, So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden wants to say, it seems very, very clear that since that being that the 3 tzedakahs are under the umbrella of Oinik Shabbos, and the Rambam does equate Kavod to Yontif, so therefore, it seems very clearly, if you didn't Kavod and Yontif, he's covered an Oinig on Yontif, the same way he's covered an Oinig on Shabbos. So the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Yotes, says, we already spoke about the covered an Oinig in Hilchos Shabbos. That means the Yontif has covered an Oinig. And if the Yontif has covered an Oinig, so the 3 tzedakahs that fall under covered an Oinig should be the same. So he ends off that Avada did the Chiyuv to do it. And what should be the difference between Yontif and Shabbos? So Yaakov Emden first tries to push and say maybe the Rambam is not mamish 100% specific, that it's referring to the din of the shtei kikros on Tevi Yom Tov might be a din that very hard to be able to kvetch it in. Kamat Mefurish. Kamat Mefurish. But Yishnur of Yaakov Emden is not coming from the fact that it says V'chein B'yom Tovim. But Yaakov Emden is coming from the fact that it says in Hilchos Yontif that we already know what the Kavodan Einig you have to have because we were known in Shabbos. And that, he says, is all under this, is all under the umbrella of the three Sudas. Meaning, the Rambam could be saying that you have to have Lecha Mishnah, but who says you have to have Shal Sudas?
Different.
I mean, you could have to have like a Mishnah, but not the three Sudas. Meaning, when the Rambam says you have to be Kaveh all of your Sudas on the Yayin, or say Shtei Kikras, you could say, Rav Nosi, you're asking, that V'chem Yom Tovim is not going on the beginning of the Rambam, and the Rambam says you have to have three Sudas. It's going on the fact that you have to have like a Mishnah. You could be Matchit, but he's saying that if it's a Din of Kaveh Oinik, so then we'll carry you Mechayil. And then the Mechabel might say in Tov Tov Chav, says Paskin that the minig is not to do Mishal Shudas. Interestingly enough, it's good for me to mention that the Mishabur brings down that the Achroinim writes that even though Mishabur is in Tokav Chotez Yud Gimel, that the Mishabur is still nevertheless good to eat Paris. Do you imagine that? Now,
on Yontif,
because that's some quasi type of Shal Shudas, even though you're not Mechayiv in it. And then, remember we spoke about last week this idea that maybe the second Suda is, could somehow be considered on some level a Suda Shabbos, even if it's not made out of bread, made from bread, and that could make a difference if somebody forgot Ritzay in their third Suda. That could make a difference in Ritzay if somebody forgot their third Suda. The Mishbura says that some people say that's why we have on Yontif there's a minig to have, if you take a look, the Yeshua Kotsu says in Mishnah Berurah, Shem Zenzen Nispasha Min Naglechel Biyantiv Tashel Echad Yeser B'Shachris, Yechosh B'Makim Suda, some type of cooked dish in the morning that's considered in the place of Suda, but Apel Gavda B'Shabbos Eim Mayol Lodel L'Inyan Suda Shlishis. Even though on Shabbos it wouldn't help for Shal Shudas, so he says, people had a minute to eat in the morning a Tavshel that is considered a Suda. Why? In order to be able to be yoytzer that extra thing, even though on Shabbos it wouldn't be considered a suda if you didn't wash, and he says b'shachros. What does b'shachros mean when the Mishnah Berurah says it? The Mishnah Berurah. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah meant kiddush club. The Maitzer Rav of the Gro and Siman Kof Behei says that when it came to Shavuos or Sukkot, the Gro would not have shal shudas. However, on Pesach, he would have a Shal Shudas on Yontif. Because of the Chaviva mitzvah of eating matzah. Yeah. Meaning the Ne'ilos HaChag, the Gro would keep by Pesach. Why? Shal Shudas. Yeah, that could be considered also. Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings from the Chazanish, and that on Yontif you would eat a Shal Shudas plus a Malevah Malka.
On
Yontif. If anybody wants to be Machmer,
sure.
He brought down from the Chazanish, his uncle, that he would eat. Yeah. He didn't pass away yet. True. Now, no, I saw brought down from the Shem Shmuel. And Shmuel says, why is it that we don't, just an interesting idea, why don't we use the summon on Yontif when we use the summon on Shabbos? So you're going to say, there's no Neshama Yisera. So Shem Shmuel brings down, I believe it's from the Ramban, that the Hashbois of Yontif doesn't leave us. Because by Shabbos, the way it is Shabbos is Kaviyah V'Kaima. We go into Shabbos. I mean, Shabbos is there before. However, when it comes to Yontif, it's Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim. So on Yontif, Shabbos, we are making the Kedusha come down. When we make the Kedusha, it doesn't leave us. So therefore, you don't have anything leaving us. Snapshot that we don't have the Neshama Yisera. It just means that the Neshama Yisera that we have on Yontif doesn't leave us, so we don't need the B'Samim. I saw that written from the Shem Shmuel. just to end off this idea, I want to bring down two makaris. One makar is from Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that when a person does mitzvahs, Rabbeinu Yonah and Yisrael Ashuva bring down, this is on where it says 13, it's Kedai. Rabbeinu Yonah brings down that a person shouldn't do the mitzvah sabore like mikra, meaning I do this, I do that. A person has to be consistent. And then he says you should also do a belief shalim. And don't not do it. Don't stop because of laziness or embarrassment. Now, when would a person be embarrassed to do a mitzvah? Look at this example. He writes, Kagoin Adam Ruggle Lefel Shal Shudas for Shabbos mitzvah. A person's ruggle, he's accustomed to eating Shal Shudas. And then he's by a person, but they don't do it. Al Yaniach HaMitzvah Bnei Abusha. You're by a person's house for Shabbos. They don't do Shal Shudas. I was once by a Sheva Brachas of a relative. And when the family mentioned, the side of the boy mentioned, yeah, we're not coming. We're not coming for Shalosh. We don't do Shalosh. We don't do Shalosh. Mind you, this is a Simcha. I'm not sure if it was a Sheva Brachas or if it was an Eifras. I don't remember if it was a Sheva Brachas or an Eifras. It was a Sheva Brachas. And I'm thinking, Sheva Brachas, you're not going to come? So we managed to get one, because otherwise we wouldn't have a minion. We see over here, the Rabbeinu Yonah knew there were already people in his times that weren't doing Shalosh Shudas, and people were embarrassed when they stayed by the guest to ask for Shtet Lecha Mishnah. And he said, Ki oila loisa busha, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Woe to that embarrassment. Now, it's a play on words. So it's referring to the fact that Yosef, when he met his brothers, so they were very embarrassed. And the Medrash brings down that if you're going to be embarrassed then. Just imagine when a person comes after 120 to Shemayim. Woe to that busha, woe to that chlima. Rabbeinu Yonah says on the embarrassment that you're going to feel by not having, woe to your embarrassment, meaning to say, that's not an embarrassment that you're supposed to have. You should have asis. You should be brazen, and you say, "Give me a kizayis," like the mitzvah sabayre. So this is what the Rabbeinu Yonah brings down. That's one makar. The second makar is from Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Horowitz from the Divrei Emes. He says, "Why would we call through the shlishis shal shudas? Doesn't make any sense. You speak to any sfarad, they say through that shlishit." So he said, I'll tell you the pshat. Because what happens, why do people eat the Friday night meal and the Shabbos day meal? You're hungry. So you're not doing it because of the mitzvah of Shabbos. You're doing it because of Einig Shabbos, Einig your boich, your stomach. However, by Shalosh Shudas, you're showing that even though you're not hungry and you have to push it down your throat, but you're doing it because of the mitzvah of Sabayre, it not only gives you schar for Shalosh Shudas, it makes you come to show you that even your first two sudas, really deep down, you had in it the mitzvah sabayri. That's why when you eat Shalosh Shudas, it's considered Shalosh Shudas. It makes it that your three sudas were considered like you did it for the mitzvah. Unbelievable.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
So therefore, so the first thing we learned that, according to the Rambam, it seems pretty clear that you should have it on Yom Tov for Yaakov Emden and Kaznish and the Garof for sure by Pesach. Rabbeinu Yonah says don't be embarrassed, and Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak says consider Shalosh Shudas. We'll end off with Nesivas Shalom. Nesivas Shalom, the great Rav Shalom Leich Brzovsky. He writes that the Zohar HaKadosh says that Shal Shudas is the highest point. That's an unbelievable thing because most people, when it comes to Shal Shudas, they're just down. They're down and out. They're in that depressed state of mind.
Going back to real world.
But in the truth, he brings down that after Mincha, It's a Rava Derivin, which means it's the greatest love of love, the greatest friendship a person has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that point. It's the most chashuva part of Shabbos. Now, obviously, if it's the most chashuva part of Shabbos, the Zohar is going to come up with all different emotions to bring us down. Why else do you think? It's the time that a person could feel the most Kedusha, and if a person doesn't feel the most Kedusha, he'll feel perhaps depression, or perhaps tiredness. So really, a person is an avoidab gedoyla, that by Shal Shudas you should feel what the truth is. The truth is the highest part, the Raiva the Raiva.
What does that mean? Raiva the Raiva.
Reusa, friendship. Friendship of the friendship.
Why is it the highest point?
Oh. Why is it the highest point? Why is it the highest point? So, just to explain, give you one idea. It's the point that a person goes completely beyond any of the issues of the world. What do we mean by that? As we said, the first Suda, Friday night, is a Shabbos, the Bach brings down, is a Shabbos of the creation of the world, represents Shabbos of creation of the world. Second Suda is the Shabbos of Matan Torah. Shabbos of Matan Torah. Meaning, the first 7 days is Shabbos. Shem already did it from the beginning of the world. The second Shabbos is the Shabbos of Matan Torah. The third Suda, the third part of Shabbos, is the Shabbos of L'Asa Lovely. What is L'Asa Lovely? Yom Shikul Shabbos, the time that everybody understands. That's, if you want to understand, that's the difference between the tefillah of Shabbos. We say, I heard this from my Rishiva Zecha Tzadik, Kodesh Levracha, Rosh Shimon Oster. He mentioned much of this. He says, Atta Gedash is really from the Torah. Atta Gedash just Yom HaShvi. Friday night, we just say Yom HaShvi. We don't even say Shabbos Kodesh in the Friday night tefillah. Why? Because it's all about the fact that the seventh day is holy. That's something that Kodesh Baruch Hu incorporated from the beginning of the world. The Shabbos day, what do we say? The Shabbos of Nei Yisrael is the Shabbos. It wasn't given to the guy. It was only specifically given to Klal Yisrael. That's Shabbos day. That's the Shabbos of Matan Torah. What's Mincha? That's referring to the Shabbos of L'Asa Lover. The Shabbos when everybody comes to be able to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one in power, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one in control. But when a person gets up to that, that's the holiest part. That's the part we are. You don't have any separation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with the world. Everybody's believing. Nobody's starting up with our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. All the Goyim Karishitavid, in a second, they get destroyed. That's the highest point. That's the highest point. You want to know why it's so hard to feel that? Well, we're living in this world. But a person has to get himself to a place for a few moments by Shalosh Shudas, that you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is L'melech Kolayat Ba'imu Yashem Echad. That's the truth. It's going to be recognized at that point. But the truth is, Hashem Echad Rishmo Yachad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad Rishmo Yachad is every single day. Twice a day. But V'hoi Hashem L'melech HaKolayat. That's what referring to L'Asa Lovay. That's what a person has to come to Shabbos. Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we keep Shabbos, but we have to get to a point that the whole world is gestorben. The whole world is dead to us. We're connected 100% with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? It means like this. The whole week we're dealing with Goyim. How many of us dealt with the Goy today? You think about it. How many of us dealt with a Goy? But how many Goyim? Right. We'll deal with a Goy. You know what that means? We're dealing with a Goy. We're dealing with people who have no clue what it means to be over Hashem. They may have some idea of God, but they don't know what it means to serve Hashem. They're not only doing the Zaymus, it's Neinayach. It's very hard to be able to connect with one of those who are really doing the seven Noah, the seven mitzvahs of Neinayach. So what are you left with? You're dealing with people who have no clue. Now, we know the Eivisha runs the world. But the whole week, then comes Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos and Matan Torah, we know this is special. We have no shaykhs with Goyim. We don't deal with Goyim on Shabbos. Goodbye. Amir al-Akam is Asr. We don't even ask Goyim to do malachas for us. Away. we make sure that we don't have to do melacha. What's mincha? Mincha ata echa d'shal shudis. That is a suda that we're celebrating. Not only that we don't have shaykhus with the goyim, it's absolutely no disconnect. Everything in the world is really kavod shemayim. We just don't see it. We're so connected. There's nothing holding us back. It's not just the Shabbos and Matan Torah, and we live within a world. We don't live within the world at all. It's not we keep Shabbos and they don't. They don't exist. There is no people in the world. You will not see the idea of Chil Shabbos can't enter our mind. Shabbos, do we understand? It's a Musa of Chil Shabbos. It's a Musa of Goyim that we're chosen, they're not. It's beautiful. That's what's supposed to be arrived at the Rav, and we feel that real friendship with the Kaddish Baruch, and we don't feel anything else. We don't feel any holding back.
It's like Shabbos morning here, semi-autos,
no cars. That's what a person has to come to Shalosh Shabbos. But that part is a real avodah for a person to be able to get themselves into that state of mind. But it's an avodah. If you want to know what are we supposed to do, Shalosh Shabbos, in a sentence, a person has to get themselves to the place that they realize that this whole world is all Ein Oid Mavadah. Ein Oid Mavadah, it's all the Eivishter. The whole world is Eivishter. There's nothing else. There's nothing else other than Avodah Hashem. Nothing else exists. Nothing else exists. Take yourself away. That's what it means to be in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatest friendship. That's the essay that we have to walk away with this. The person realizes that, then they're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Shal Shud the way they're supposed to. Now, you have to be mindful of them. What do we end up talking about is to the Shal Shud? What are we talking about? Are we thinking about love of God? You have to think. Again, it's a very big avodah. That's what the Baal Shem Tov, his Shal Shudas, was something very, very special. Because that's the part that he's going to be the most sincere. That's the part that many people are going to run away from. So many people are not ready to hold. I wonder why so many people want to leave Shabbos early. I don't believe it's because they just have ADD or they just can't handle it. Shal Shudas presents a very big challenge. It's the ruchnias. I'm going to give you a mashal that you should understand what this means. So I'll give you a mashal. It's an important idea. Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife Tzipora. Why? So Hashem Baruch Hu told him to. Now the way Rashi explains, Rashi's shita, there may be other rishonim. Rashi's shita is that being that Moshe Rabbeinu has to meet Hashem Baruch Hu at any time, and he's not always a mikvah around. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu has to separate himself from Tzipora because he can't be with her.
Not at all.
Yeah, you have to be. Maybe the Baruch Shal Miriam. How are people with their wives? Sure, there was. The Baruch Shal Miriam was a mikvah. They needed a mikvah. Of course, they needed a mikvah. You have to say that.
Mikvah was around.
Of course. After Matan Torah, there was 100%. Not a question. Wasn't a din like when you come into Eretz Yisrael.
The mikvah for men. Is
for women. Mikvah for women is a chiyuv d'oraisa, 100%. So now, we have a problem. What's the problem? Aaron and Miriam both speak Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? What happened? Because Tzipora heard Eldad and Medad prophesizing. And she says, woe to these wives because their husbands are going to leave them. Now, Tzipora, I guess, doesn't know that it's only her, not the rest of the Nevi'im. Why she doesn't know is a good question. The rest of the Nevi'im had a specific time to call. The rest of the Nevi'im had a specific time that it was organized. You're going to talk to Hashem at a certain time. It wasn't suddenly. Miriam tells Aaron, I don't understand. We are Nevi'im. Now, we are Nevi'im. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu separating himself from his wife? We didn't separate ourselves from our spouses.
Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu call and discuss it with his wife? So
you could say perhaps perhaps, I'm guessing, that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu told Tzipora that he has to be with Hashem at all times, but maybe through his humility, he didn't say that he's better than the other Nevi'im. Meaning he said, yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, so I have to separate. So Tzipora is saying, Nebuch, for all the wives of the Nevi'im, they have to separate themselves. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu may have told his wife that he has to separate for the very reason of that they can't be together. But maybe Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make the distinction between him and the rest of everybody else. So Miriam and Tadar, we're also Nevi'im. With Lashon Hara. What happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to them Pissim. What does Rashi bring down? Pissim means suddenly. Rashi says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to them, they were screaming Mayim Mayim. They needed water. Because the Kedusha was so strong that it's like a person being choked, like they need a drink. Like I need a breathe. They needed Mayim Mayim. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? To show that Moshe Rabbeinu was right with what he did. And look what happens if he wouldn't have a mikvah around. Look how would it feel. This is what Rashi explains in the end of Parshas Baraloscha. Well, what do we learn from here? The idea that if you have a tremendous amount of Kedusha coming on to you, and you're not ready for it, you can't take it. Too much for you. So we have to work on ourselves to be the great Kalim, be able to receive the Kedusha. Otherwise, it's very hard for us and we run away from it. That's the idea. I'm explaining why is it so hard for people, Shalshim, because the Kedusha is really, really strong. It's really strong. Now, of course, you could tell me the practical thing, Shabbos is long, and you have a stomachache, and of course, that's a very practical answer, but I think, truthfully, in a spiritual way, it's because the Kedusha is so strong, and it is very strong. So what do we need? We need to be able to work on ourselves, being the Kalim, to be able to be the Kalim, to be able to receive that tremendous Kedusha that Shabbos has to offer. Wow. Unbelievable, you said. So is our fellowship going to work any different? Now we can mechazek ourselves.
It's good.
We have to work on it, mechazek ourselves. Part of it, in my opinion, is about, even though Chassidim didn't have so much food, Shalashodis, a person should try to eat something good that they like. Meaning, if it's something that you don't like, so it makes it harder. But think about something you like, Shalosh. So this,
and a two-week-old herring.
Two-week-old herring is, Mamash, what are you doing? So try to eat something you like. Because if you eat something you don't like, so then it's not Kavod Shabbos. It's not Meinik. According to the way Rav Yaakov Emden learns in the Rambam, the whole three Suddhas have to do with Kavod and Einik. It's not Einik Shabbos. It's not Kavod Shabbos to be able to have two-week-old herring. It's important to understand. It's the most practical part of it. With this, we're going to end off our sugya of Shal Shalit. What I wanted to start off this week, was the idea of Sleini Matanas Yechya. And I'm going to start off, we'll spend just a couple of minutes with what does the sugya come down to? Halachically. Is one allowed to accept presents? Is the rabbi allowed to accept presents? No, the minhag is to give the rabbi something, yontif, or before it, Pesach, Mishpirat Chametz, it's real and hug him. Give. Is he allowed to accept?
Exactly. That's like part of the salary.
It's a matana. It's only matana. Yeah,
it's kind of like a known thing.
He's saying a lot of the stuff.
Things
belong
to the Rama,
but like
the certain things
belong to
the Rama. So the Chami,
you
can give you
more
money. It's like
who's expected. Exactly. So the truth is, the Rama in Yerida and Reshma involved Hilchos Talmud Torah brings down what the Rav gets. I'm just going to quote. So it's really going to be at the end of this year, but it's Yishmak to quote it for me. He says, "L'chein Nagu b'chol ha'makom Yisrael, she'arav shall ear the Rav of a city." Now, the Rav of a city is different than the Rav of a shul. So the Rav shall ear. He has things coming in from the people of the city. They shouldn't have to work. When a Rav works, Hera gets shamed. The people say, he's a balabas, he's working. That's not what a Rav is supposed to do. This is what the Ramah Paskin, and it's very, this is the last page page 10. The question is he allowed to get money for teaching? That's also a tremendous, tremendous shiloh.
Yeah.
Is the rabbi allowed to get money for teaching? He's getting money off Torah. Mm-hmm. Okay, but that's not exactly a present. Okay, so let's just learn one pasuk in Mishlei. And the pasuk in Mishlei says, Oichar beisai v'itzea betza. V'soinei matanois yechya. A person who hates matanois is going to live. A person who hates, what does it mean, a person who hates matanois is going to live? Anybody thought of that? What does that mean? He hates matanois is going to live?
Well, a lot of people don't expect things to be much happier.
Oichar beisai. Oichar beisai means he's going to make trouble for his house by tzea beisai, a person who runs after money. A person who hates matanois is going to live. Rashi says a very interesting pshat. Somebody who hates matanois is a sure hates gezel. A person who likes matanois, he likes things from others. A person who hates matanois, he'll hate gezel also. And if he hates gezel, zela is the thing that kills. Look at it like that. Stealing is the thing that kills. A person who hates matanois will hate stealing. Because he hates getting anything from anywhere else. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah says, why is it that hating matanis is a good thing? Because it's the opposite of chemda. Chemda means desire. You hate matanis means I'm not desiring anything from anybody else. Not a word of Rashi. Rashi is saying it's a word of gzeila. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying it's a word that you're not going to do chemda. You're not going to be overly sachmoid, number one. Number two, you're not going to be a person who flatters other people. Because if you get presents, you know what you're going to do? You're going to rub elbows. So the rabbi rubs elbows with this baal boss, because he knows this guy is going to give him some nice cash on the side. So he's a machanef people. He's going to be bought by the people. So Rabbeinu Yonah says two pshatim. Number one, it's going to make, if a person takes matanis, he's a person who desires from others. Number two, he's a person who flatters others. Rashi says, he's a person who's going to get into stealing. Because you like this, you get this and this and this from other people, you're going to end up stealing. Rabbeinu Chaya says, this is the fourth pshat. We said two from Rabbeinu Yonah, one from Rashi. Rabbeinu Chaya says, a person who's Tzayinim Atanas means that he believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him whatever he needs. If you're taking from others, that means you don't believe, you don't have a perfect tachar. You don't have perfect tachar. Ben Mechai says, Kimishu Choymed, because he's desiring the same thing as Ben Yaina, but he's giving a shot. Because you're desiring, so he is showing that his betachon is not complete in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, Prefnosi, I don't know. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to include that person. What does it mean when we say in benching, how you understand that? Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going through. How are you going to answer that question? The question. That's a good question. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. We have 10? Shaykh Rabbi Yisai, we're coming. Amit Hashem. Kol Yisrael should see many, many Yeshuas this upcoming week.
Many.
Many refuahs. And remember, Rabbi Yisai, we have to make magic when we say the word Matir Asurim. We have to do that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Matir Asurim. Don't just let HaKadosh Baruch Hu do whatever you want and not hear about it. Hear till it hurts. But at the same time, you can be Mechad to yourself and say, you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matir. It's not them. It's not them. It's Matir Asurim, the Ebrish is Matir Asurim. You say he has in mind every day, Mit Hashem, by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped this craziness in the war, Mit Hashem, the Ebrish is going to help all of our brothers and sisters that are hostages should be freed.
Amen. Amen.